Children, what do we hope and pray for this little boy who has just been baptized? We pray that he may be happy. We hope that he will be happy with his wife that he's going to marry someday and his children. We hope he will be happy in his work and with the people he works with. And we hope he will be happy in his church and community with lots of good friends. And much more than that, we hope that he will be happy not just in this world, but forever in heaven. We hope that he and his wife can be together forever, and that in heaven the Lord will give him a great job that he loves to do and that he's really good at, that's really helpful for other people, and that he has lots of friends in his church and community that he lives in forever in heaven. Now there's two things that we need in order to be happy forever. And the first is to follow the Lord, because the Lord knows how to be happy, and we don't know without the Lord helping us. And the second thing is to follow the Lord, especially by keeping his commandments, by not doing the things the Lord tells us not to do and doing the things he teaches us to do. Now, baptism is called the gateway to eternal life, to eternal happiness, because in it, the parents promise that they're going to teach their children these two things. They're going to teach him who the Lord is and how to follow him. They're going to teach him the Ten Commandments, and they're going to help him practice and practice keeping the commandments. And when he doesn't keep them, they'll teach him how to repent, to be sorry, and to turn back to following the Lord again. They'll teach him the stories and teachings of the Lord's Word so that he will have it clear in his mind, this is the way to happiness, this is what the Lord wants me to do, this is not the way to happiness. The Lord doesn't want me to do that. And those truths that the Lord teaches us are like the water that we have in baptism. We wash a person's forehead representatively and his heart to wash our minds and our hearts with the Lord's truths. Because with the Lord's truths, we can say, we know clearly, this is healthy, this is clean, this is happy, and this is not clean, this is not happy, this is not healthy thing for me to do. And little by little, we can wash ourselves. We read in the Word, how shall a young man purify or clean his path? Namely, by keeping it according to thy word. And of course, sometimes the truth startles us like cold water on your forehead. Sometimes the truth is not comfortable, but it helps us clean ourselves of being selfish so that we can become angels, so that we can be good people to be with our wife and our children and our co-workers and our friends in the community. In that way, we are being born again little by little. We are being prepared to become angels in heaven. Now, the Lord teaches us in his word that he has made men with a special gift, if they're willing to use it, to see the truth, just as he has made women with a special gift to receive his love. And these two gifts complete each other. That's why a husband and wife together make one angel, and a husband and wife make one truly human being. So a man, if he's willing to use the Lord's gift, is able to have his mind lifted up by the Lord to see the truth beyond, above his body, above what might feel good to him right now, and beyond this natural world, to think of eternal life in heaven, to see what's good for everyone. What does the Lord say about this? And that is a special gift that the Lord can give to men if they're willing to receive it. And that joins together with the gift of love that the Lord gives to his wife so that the two together become one flesh. That's the way people really become truly happy. So what we hope for this little boy is that he'll grow up to be a man of truth, a man of integrity, who uses those truths the Lord gives him to wash his life, to guide his life, to purify his path. Because then his wife will be able to trust him completely, which is the basis for true conjugal love. Then his co-workers will be able to count on him, that he's going to be doing a good job in his work. All his friends will be know that he's somebody they can rely on to do the right thing. And when he doesn't do the right thing, that he will admit it and repent right away. And that's the way that he will be happy in this world and happier forever. Amen.